Well, we're back, and we're going to be joined with the one and only Johnny Jett. It's calling in from some far and distant place. We probably can't reveal it until it comes out in his weekly newsletter, which you can subscribe to, incidentally, by going, and it's a free newsletter, by going to johnnyjett.com. Good morning, Fast Jet. Oh, I mean Johnny Jett.
Good morning to you.
You've been traveling around quite a bit. In fact, we chatted about your trip to Tahiti with your dad, and then you guys went off to Australia.
Yeah, with the Fiji.
Yeah. Fiji, I'm sorry, yeah. And then I noticed in your newsletter this morning that you went to Canada.
I did.
In fact, I happened to know that prior to your going to Canada, prior to your newsletter, because last Friday I had dinner with Kerry Marcy of Ocean Properties, and he said, guess who was up in Canada with us? And I said, you don't even have to tell me.
Yeah, actually, I went to Toronto and Montreal a couple weeks ago.
Did you stay at one of their properties?
I stayed at, in Montreal, I stayed at the Chateau Champlain.
What a property. I haven't stayed there, but I mean, it's the property.
Yes, and you know, I go there, I guess the hotel is full, so they style me and give me an upgrade. And I walk into my room, and there's double doors. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good.
How terrific.
And I thought I had the wrong room, but anyway, the place was like 33,000 square feet. I guess President Bush Sr. stayed there. So did Fidel Castro and I think George Clooney or someone. But I was like, why am I up here by myself? I have...
Yeah, why didn't they send
I had two bedrooms, you know, a jacuzzi, an amazing view, a dining room table, I mean, and a huge living room and a, you know, giant screen TV. I'm like, okay.
You thought you were back in the lobby.
Yeah.
Tell us about the property, because, you know, Kerry's a good friend, and he does lots of nice things. In fact, they're opening a new property down in the Keys, which I understand you're going to attend. And they're actually going to have a helicopter service, I believe, flying into them.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I actually, I'm doing my research on theirs next week, because next week in my newsletter, I'm in Montreal.
Right.
So I haven't started that yet, so I'm going to save my story for Montreal till next time.
Okay, we can do that.
But I did say, I mean, I don't want to make sure all my facts are straight.
Right.
Plus, you know.
So, but you are up in Canada now, I think, visiting probably, are you?
I am checking out some other stuff. I'm doing some, you know, I do tech TV up here.
You're right. I went to their website. I couldn't quite understand everything in what they do, but interesting site.
Tech TV?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I used to air, the show that I do, Call for Help, used to air in the U.S. nationwide.
Right.
I guess they just pulled it from the U.S. Now it's just in Canada and Australia.
Right.
But it's a great show. I mean, what they do is they teach people all about technology, and I do like a 10-minute segment on travel. So.
Right.
Last time I was here, I talked about the best travel newsletters for their viewers to sign up. So I'd have one for Australia, one for Canada.
And I saw that.
You know, some of the good ones for the U.S.
Are they webcasting as well?
Are they? No, you know what? You would think they would be, but they're not.
Yeah, I'm surprised because, I mean, our you know, our web broadcast audience is building tremendously. And I mean, it just seems that every time I turn on the radio or the TV, everybody says, and listen, you can listen to us online by going to, you know, our website. And I don't know why some people just don't get it.
It must be copyright laws because the company they work for is a huge company in Canada, Rogers.
Right.
So, it must be because of that. Because when they were in the U.S. and owned by, I think it was owned by, it used to be called Tech TV, now it's G4 Tech TV.
Right.
So I think this company makes it a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I like the photos. A pretty gal. She has quite an extensive background, spent a lot of time in the States.
Oh, yeah, Amber MacArthur. She's great.
Right.
And Leo Laporte, he's like one of the biggest tech guys out there. He's always doing Regis and Kathy Lee. He has his own show, radio show in L.A. It's very popular.
Right. I thought the girl's name was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
You're a funny guy, aren't you?
So, you left Fiji, went to Australia,
yeah.
And your dad was passing out your business cards on the airplane.
Oh, my God. My dad is first of all, he's the number one supporter for my website. He's like, more people need to log on. He's always saying more, more, more. And so he orders a box of my business cards without me knowing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's like, every time I go out, he's just reaching in his pocket and handing out these cards. Like, people, you know, are not going to log on. And then if there was a pretty girl in there, everybody, he's like, okay.
And so he had his own box. He printed his own box of cards, of your cards.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what would be great fun? Maybe we should have your dad on one day.
It'd be great. He would love to. He can't hear very well. He's legally deaf.
Well, you know, we can't hear very well either, but we can boost the volume.
But everyone loves him. He has such a great personality. And,
right.
You know, we're sitting on the flight to Fiji, and all of a sudden, you know, these three girls come sitting, walking down the aisle, sit across from us, and all of a sudden I see him, like, with a big smirk, and he starts reaching his pocket real fast, and I can see him trying to pull out money falling out, and all of a sudden my business card comes out. And I'm like, don't even think about it.
Right.
He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, they need to know about your website.
Right.
I'm like, they're going to think you're trying to hook me up, and I'm some kind of freak.
Well, I don't know how anybody thinks that. But I enjoyed the pictures, and I like the way the site, the changes that you've made. You've made some subtle, gradual changes, and your newsletter, I think... reads a lot quicker and easier, don't you?
I hope so. I mean, we have pictures now going down the side, and we're going to be, actually, I'm rolling out a new design for the whole website starting tomorrow. I'm looking at the first sneak peek.
Really?
But it won't be online for probably a couple months, or actually a couple weeks.
Well, that sounds exciting.
But what I did do for you this week is I got some websites and even a webcam, because I know you like webcams.
Yeah, well, let's chat about some of those.
Well, first I had some websites. I thought, since the Olympics are about to end this week.
Yes.
And everyone has the world's attention is on Torino.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Torino is going to be a hot spot this summer for people to visit.
I would say.
Now that people know about it. So one website is Torino2006.org.
Okay.
It's a tourist site for, visitors.
Right.
There's also Turismo Torino, which is TurismoTorino.org. That's the Italian version.
Right.
There's also Visit Turin, which is the English spelling of Torino. That's Turin2006.com.
There was some controversy on NBC as to whether it was Torino or Turin, and I talked to some people from Italy, and they said it's really Torino, and that's
Definitely.
And so NBC had it right, but of course they still use the word Turin. But as the Italians say, hey, what does it matter? Us Turin, Torino, we're here.
That's the English version.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, anyway, I'm on the cordless phone, and I just heard a little beep. I'm looking, the battery's flashing, so let's just hope it doesn't cut out.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to. Well, let's talk about some webcams as well.
Okay. Well, you know, the problem with these webcams are they're kind of long, but this week in my newsletter, I put an awesome one for Vancouver. Did you see that one?
Yes, it's absolutely amazing.
It fills the whole screen.
I know.
It's one of my favorite ones, and it is a long URL, so I'm not going to bother telling you because.
Right. But so if the listeners go to johnnyjet.com, you can click on it and you can
hit newsletter archive and this week's newsletter.
Right.
And go into the webcam. One that I do have that's not too long is for the Sydney Harbor. It's Warren Frost, WarrenFrost.net /webcam.php, and that's of the Sydney Harbor.
Is it one of these that moves? Or is it just a stationary webcam?
That's a stationary one.
Right.
There are some that move. There's one of Sydney Harbor that moves, but you know what? I think they just got rid of it because that used to be one of my favorite webcams.
Yeah, well, you could just scan the whole harbor.
Yeah. But I don't think you can. I have to look.
What was your dad's take on Sydney?
He loved it. I mean, his favorite place was Fiji just because the people are so warm.
Yeah, how could you not? Yeah.
But he loved Australia. I mean, again, the people are very warm. It's clean. It's safe.
Yeah, it's a very Australia for those that are listening is very unlike England in that it's an easy transition for Americans. Their senses of humor are very similar to ours.
Definitely.
And I'm not saying anything negative about the Brits, but the Brits tend to be a little more conservative. It takes a little bit longer to get to know them. But not with Australians. You have a beer, mate, and you're there.
Oh, if I could live anywhere, if I had to live anywhere besides the U.S., it would be Australia, for sure. It would be Sydney.
Yeah, I lived in Castle Craig for a while, because when I worked for Qantas Airways, I had spent some time over there. And you're right. It, it, it's great, and of course, going up to Surfers Paradise and up in Brisbane, all those places, you know, it's good fun, and the people are good fun. Everybody,
they really are.
Everybody's out to have enjoy themselves and have a good time.
They're real people. They don't like, and the girls are beautiful. They're all natural. They don't ask you, like, the first question is not like, what kind of car do you drive or how much money do you make?
Exactly. None of that.
And you try and buy them dinner, they're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I'll take care of myself.
Yeah.
Or it's called a shout. Everyone buys a round for each other.
Right, exactly.
I'd buy a round for everyone, then a girl would buy a round for everyone.
Right.
In the U.S., a girl would like, are you crazy? I'm not buying you a shout.
And what a lot of people may not know is that Australians are great travelers.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, they travel everywhere. I mean, when I was in London and I stopped in a pub that was full of Australians who actually... some of the gals were actually teaching there at the local schools. They were, you know, I don't know what they were teaching. But
this thing is still beeping, so I hope it doesn't cut out. But, you know, when you go to Australia and you're on the train, you meet people, everyone's very friendly. You say you're going to be there for 2 weeks. They're like, oh, that's it?
Right.
I mean, 2 weeks is a long time to Americans.
Well,
but for Australians, you know, you got to go away for like 6 weeks or 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. But next week we're going to take a break but we're going to do a pre-recorded show, but you'll be with us the week after, and hopefully we can, at that point, chat about Montreal, I guess.
I hope so. Actually, I think then I'll be in a far-off destination.
Oh, will you? The week after next?
Well, I'll look in my schedule.
Okay. Yeah, let me know.
I'll call you guys from that foreign country.
From Bangkok or somewhere.
Can't tell you where it's going to be.
I know. You're so secretive. Johnny, before your phone runs out... We'll say goodbye, and it's always a pleasure chatting with you, and we look forward to the next one.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it's Johnny Jett, and Johnny is due to be with us the week after next. Next week, we have a break. We need to do some catching up because we have two specials coming up. One is on the Finger Lakes in New York, and the other is our recent trip to Canada, where we went to Quebec City for the Winter Festival. So we'll be back on March 8th, and Jerry Murphy, who is the CEO of U.S. Helicopter, will tell us about the return and launch of the new helicopter service between Manhattan to JFK and maybe more. So don't miss it. And until then, this is Roy Lowe saying bye for now and happy travels. We will be talking to you soon.